This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got it. I just have to talk my way through this. So I had a wardrobe malfunction the other day at work. And you guys know what a wardrobe malfunction is, right? Where something falls out or gets seen when it really shouldn't have been, you know, out there, right? Like something falls out of a dress or something. So for me, I was getting out of my car, and I have a whole bunch. So I don't know about you guys, but when I get into my car, I don't put the stuff in the back seat or in the trunk because I'll forget about it. So I put it in the passenger side, in the front seat. So then I could just grab it and go. Otherwise, I'll forget. And so, no, the kids, I used to leave the kids in the back. I mean, I wouldn't leave them in the back. I mean, I would put them in their car seat in the back, and I would remember the kids, trust me. Never forgot my kids in the car. But I forget my purse, I forget my phone, then I have to run back outside, and then I risk another wardrobe malfunction. And so I guess I was wearing a skirt, and I'm getting out of the car, and I mean, I'm not going to be ladylike getting out of a car. I mean, I'm no Hollywood star. If I have to, one, brace myself because I have a backpack with my laptop, I have a purse, I have food, I have, sometimes I bring goodies or whatever or some other stuff. So I have about four or five different packages weighing a total of about 40 pounds. I'm going to need to put one leg out of the car to brace myself. So I open up the car door and I have my left leg out. Now, my other leg is kind of bracing myself inside so I can lean over. Now, can I just say I was in a truck, okay, at this point, because I had an issue with my car. We had another blowout. We had to, I don't know what is wrong these days, you know, driving on freeways, but we keep getting flat tires. I just think tires are being made cheaper or people are throwing crap on the highway. So anyway, so I had to be in a truck. So now you have to brace yourself, sliding your leg all the way down to the ground that's a few feet higher than you're expecting. Okay? Well, that didn't work because I couldn't feel where the ground was. So instead, I pivoted my body. Now, I am not doing this legs crossed and looking like a 1960s secretary. I apologize. So I get all my stuff and I decide to do an overhead, pull my backpack and lunch and everything over my head, and then slide down, tushy sliding off the seat out of the truck. Now, with that happening, skirt completely goes up, right? Now, I'm in a parking lot. Okay, nobody is supposed to be hanging around a parking lot. The reason why I didn't even think that that was going to be a, I don't know, inopportune moment for me from a fashion sense is because most people, when they park in their work parking lot, they're late for work. They're in a hurry or they want to smuggle stuff like alcohol into their office. So nobody's going to loiter inside, no one's going to loiter in the parking lot. Or even if you have food, you're going to want to hide the food because someone's like, oh, you have food. And then you have to share the food. So usually everybody keeps their head down because they're doing something wrong. Right? They're either late or whatever. And they just race and everybody minds their own business. Well, luck of the draw, that was the one day where there was a dozen people just sitting there in the parking lot, I don't know, having some conversation in 110 degree heat. So everybody saw, I mean, I was wearing underwear, but still, I mean, not my best moment. So why I'm worried and why I think I need to see a therapist is I'm worried that someone's going to construe that as sexual harassment. Remember when you do something that you're not supposed to do that makes other people uncomfortable? Well, seeing what's beneath my, I mean, seeing me half naked had to make some people vomit, had to make some people uncomfortable. And so when a dozen people see this, you're like, oh my gosh, somebody's going to call HR. So you're like, oh man, you know, what do I do? So I haven't gotten a call from HR yet. Okay. And I think so far so good. Well, yeah, my legs were shaved, but trust me, nobody was that close. They could just tell that the skirt was, I mean, I had to get out of the truck. The funny thing is there's people out there that do this stuff on purpose. Yeah, I really feel sorry for some guys. I know people get mad that I you know, take the side of guys a lot of times over women, because I know some of the crap women do. I know, and some of us ladies, we will purposely have a wardrobe malfunction. We may purposely just, oh, let me lean over your desk. Or, oh, you know, in the meeting, just accidentally drop something. Okay, you know, a lot of us, come on, ladies, come on, we do that stuff. And so, oh, you saw my bra? Oh, my, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, right. Okay, so some of us ladies do this. But, and guys, what are guys supposed to do? I mean, guys are targeted. They are hunted. Men are hunted by we women. When we women want you, we start planning days ahead, right? Months ahead, okay? I mean, from the time we get up, we're putting our makeup on, we're putting our clothes on, we're putting our Spanx on, whatever. We are choreographing how to walk down certain hallways, right? And what to do in the elevator. Oh, elevator. By the way, guys, do not underestimate. We women have all elevator behaviors well rehearsed. I know exactly what I'm going to say to who I'm going to say it if I'm in an elevator. I already have my Michael Fassbender speech, my Viggo Mortensen speech, boss speech, hubby speech. Yeah, my husband usually gets yelled at in the elevator. I love that. Even though there's a camera going on, I don't care if security sees. I love yelling at my husband in the elevator because you can get really loud and he got the acoustics. So we women know we have elevator stairwell. We have our whole stairwell speeches planned. So we choreograph. So, guys, you're just at a loss. I mean, you're never going to win because, you know, we women will either accidentally have a wardrobe malfunction or we'll on purpose have it, and then you get in trouble for looking. So let me just apologize to half the city that might have seen my wardrobe malfunction. It really wasn't on purpose, and I hope you could try and unsee that because I know that's an image that's going to haunt you for life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. I know we got, you know, it's raining men. Well, actually, the men are all fleeing because they're afraid I'm going to have a wardrobe malfunction in the studio. And no wardrobe malfunction in the studio. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We know you have plenty of other choices, and the fact that you don't know about those choices and you choose my show instead makes me really, really grateful. Thank you. Okay, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of health news, medical news. A woman dies of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. We need to teach you guys about that. Apparently, high blood pressure seems to plague most African-American men by the age of 55. We need to talk about that, as I believe we are underestimating those amounts of people with those numbers of people with high blood pressure, and blood pressure has been linked to lesions and signs of Alzheimer's in the brain. We also have lots of stuff to talk about when it comes to the Emmys. I have to say something about the Emmys. I will. Sorry, I got to talk about the Emmys. Okay. Got to talk about sleep apnea. And I want to talk about FBI agent Peter Strzok. I can't pronounce his name. Strzok. Anyway, he's the one that's currently being grilled by Congress and some of his texts. I just want to start here. Have you guys seen some of these texts, right? Okay, he's the one, FBI agent Peter Strzok. I apologize, I can't pronounce the name. I know I heard it a million times today in the news, but he was the one that was intimately involved in the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the probe of Russian election meddling. And I guess he was texting FBI lawyer Lisa Page. And the government got a hold of those texts. And there's a lot of, I'm glad we saw them because it reveals a lot about how FBI bias, right, could possibly affect a lot of what needs to happen here in our country and our nation. But I do feel a little bad reading them because they're texts. I mean, if anybody read my text to my husband, you know, no, there's nothing sex. We've been married 21 years. Trust me. I guess the closest thing I talk about with sex with my husband is I got a headache. But, I wouldn't want anybody reading my texts. Texts are not supposed to be read by other people. This highlights the fact that any single thing you put on your phone, into your phone, will get captured. You know, another thing I wonder? A lot of people use their phone as a mirror. And even though it's just one little touch of the button to capture a picture or a video, I just wonder if when you use it as a mirror, that image gets captured too. I just don't trust the phone. I also think the phones are listening. I do. So that's just neither here nor there. But this guy's kind of a piece of work. And I guess the Washington Post reports that in an August 2006 text message to FBI lawyer Lisa Page, Strzok wrote, "Trump's never going to become president, right?" Page had written to him in a text. He wrote, "No. No, he won't. We'll stop it." Now, apparently he was dating Page at the time. That's why there's so many text messages. Guys usually don't text women that much unless they're working really, really closely with each other or they're dating. So, Strzok had to be removed from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team in August after the Inspector General uncovered these text messages. Page has also left the Bureau. And when you look at some of these, I don't know if you've seen some of these. Some of these are really bad. In October 20th, 2016, so we're talking before the election, Strzok writes, I am riled up. Trump is a blinking idiot. And it's a real bad word I can't say on air, is unable to provide a coherent answer, he writes. Then he goes, I can't pull away. What the happened to our country? Page writes, I don't know, but we'll get it back. We're America, we rock. He writes, Donald just said bad hombres. Okay, in Strzok's defense, and I can't pronounce the name, when Donald Trump did say bad hombres, I did kind of giggle, okay? I love watching Donald Trump. So that one little text line, I got to give him. But calling our future president, calling a candidate, when you are involved in an investigation, a blinking idiot, how are we convinced that you are not going to exude that bias? Then, oh, boy, there's so much. Okay, then he talks about articles. He talks about, okay, let me see here. Okay, so you don't see anything after the election. But Page writes, Page has her own issues. She likes Joe Biden. And he writes, opened on Trump. If Hillary did, you know, five field offices would, and then we don't see the rest of the text. He goes, congrats on a woman nominated for president in a major party, about damn time, many more returns of the day. And he said that to Page. Yeah, you know, he's trying to make, you know, his girlfriend happy that, you know, he's pro woman president. I get that. There's a lot of other cuss words in here. And apparently he uses a term multiple times I don't know if I'm allowed to. Okay. It ends in, you know, a blank bag. You know, women, we talk about douche, right, on the show, you know, in settings where you're not supposed to use it gynecologically, but women will douche. Okay, so he uses the term that bag, okay? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on air. And so I guess Paige writes him. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta tell you this, okay? Apparently, they must be watching the convention. So this is July 19th, 2016. And Strzok writes, are you kidding me? Duck Dynasty and now Scott Baio? Ridiculous. And Paige goes, wait, is that who is speaking at the convention? He goes, yes. She goes, Charles in charge? That's the best they could do? LMFAO, which you guys laughing my blank butt off. He goes, it's pathetic. She goes, that's unbelievable. My God. Thank God it's on. Now, I didn't realize that was Scott Baio also, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, Scott Baio's there. Wow. Okay. And so then Paige goes, likely to come down shortly so we can bust through more of this poop. Okay. And she uses the word, just FYI. He goes, oh, turn it on. The blank bags are about to come out. You can tell by the excitable clapping. Okay. Here's the thing. All right. They basically are calling both Melania and Trump, douches. And, you know, I get that we're seeing stuff behind the curtain. I get that. And I understand that everybody will have a private opinion. Like, you know, patients are always scared that doctors are talking about them behind their back. And they should be. You know, I would freak out if I thought my gynecologist went home and said, oh, my gosh, I saw Dahlia and she did this. But here's the thing. If I did find out that my gynecologist or my breast doctor or whoever was, you know, talking, you know, crap about me, I would not want them involved in my care. Why? Well, not because I'm mad about them, but because I don't, mad and insulted, but because I don't think there's going to be objectivity. Right? When you go to a doctor, you want to think that they absolutely don't care. You know, if you forgot to shave your legs or if, you know, your prostate's enlarged or, you know, you might not have completely cleaned with toilet paper. You want your doctor to not care. Or even if he doesn't notice it, no big thing. But to think that somebody is sitting there texting stuff about you, you're going to be like, you know what? No, what are they thinking then when they're examining me? So that's how I look at it with this. You have somebody that's supposed to be a neutral party doing one of the most important investigations in our election history, and he is using the term douche. He is dropping F-bombs and claiming to his then-girlfriend that he will stop that. He's the almighty power that could stop this. That's a problem. Now, we can't get rid of everyone's bias. Someone's going to be leaning right, someone's going to be leaning left, and in fact, there may be an argument that if somebody really doesn't care and goes, I don't really care, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, I just don't care, there's an argument where do we really want someone with that lack of passion, be behind, a government job or a government post anyway. So I don't mind if somebody has political leanings. You know, I don't mind, but when they use uneducated rhetoric, now you start to be concerned about how educated they're going to be in their job and how competent they're going to be in their job. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. We'll be right back.
Get the
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI agent Peter Strzok expressing regrets about having exchanged anti-Trump text messages with a former FBI lawyer during the 2016 presidential campaign. However, he's still getting an earful, especially from Republican lawmakers at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated. And well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed. That is prejudging guilt, prejudging punishment, and it is textbook bias.
That's Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, but Strzok insisted his personal opinions have never affected his work during more than two decades at the FBI. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I want to talk about something very quickly here. I know I'm kind of going out of order because I just do. And if anybody really has a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to be flexible. So Nevada has been in the news, and it has delayed its first execution to 12 years because a drug company objected to the lethal injection. Now, I don't know if you guys remember us talking about this last August. You probably didn't because I don't even remember. And a state has been trying to execute its first inmate, and this is one of the first executions in about 12 years, using an untested combination of drugs. Why? Because pharmaceutical companies have been against the drugs that have been using for a while. All right. And so I want to talk about lethal injections really quickly here. I know you guys are dying to know who made the Emmy list, but you got to wait because I want to talk about lethal injections. This was Scott Raymond Dozier is a twice convicted killer who actually has said he wants to die, was ready to die. But he's returning to death row because a court postponed his lethal injection. And I don't feel sorry for the guy. But, I mean, he was ready to go, and hours before his execution, a judge did allow the execution to be postponed because a drug company argued that one of the drugs being used is really not designed or has a high success rate in lethal injection. You wonder what? The pharmaceutical company has every right. The drug company does have every right. I'll tell you about that in a second. So his execution was also postponed back in November, amid concerns about these drugs being used, would it work? He has attempted suicide in the past. He's 47 years old, and he wants to die rather than spending his life in prison. Now, his lawyer, Thomas Erickson, said yesterday a roller coaster, this is a roller coaster for him and his family and his two close friends, and I know, you know, people are starting to feel sorry for the guy, and again, he is a twice convicted killer, and that's not for us to debate. But what's going on here? Why can't we figure out a death penalty cocktail? So, most states have used a three combo cocktail. Sodium thiopental, and what that does is it puts a prisoner to sleep. So it's a sedative, but it also has pain blocking capabilities. Then, so we put them to sleep. Then we use pancuronium bromide, which brings on the paralysis, neuromuscular blocking agent. And then we use potassium chloride to stop the heart. So you sedate them, put them to sleep, make sure they're anesthetized. Then you paralyze them. And then you give potassium chloride to stop the heart. But back in 2010, manufacturers and even European countries, they started withholding the sodium thiopental and pentobarbital. You could use either one of them, saying, we don't want these used in executions. So Arkansas and a bunch of other states decided, including Nevada, decided to go to the benzodiazepines. Now, last year, Nevada went to Valium, diazepam. They went to fentanyl, which is a pain medication, an opioid. So you're like, well, gosh, that's kind of, that would feel good. No, it does not feel good. Okay, no, we are not, it does not feel good. So they have the benzodiazepine would relax the person. The fentanyl would put them in respiratory depression. And then the sisatricurium. I know, say that three times fast with a lisp. I got a bad lisp. But did you hear how I said that? Sisatricurium, no lisp. I did not use a lisp. Did you see that? Sisatricurium. So sisatricurium is a neuromuscular blocking agent, the paralyzer. So last year, Nevada said, we're going to use these three for Scott Raymond Dozier's execution. For some reason, the diazepam got swapped out for midazolam. Both of them are benzodiazepines, same class. But benzodiazepines, which many of you guys take, your Klonopins, your Xanaxes, your Valiums, those are just relaxing agents. They're sedatives. They're not sodium thiopental. And there have been multiple suggestions that this midazolam doesn't work. Apparently, there was one case where somebody gave the death penalty, I believe in Arkansas. He had, after he was given the midazolam, he had 10 seconds of coughing without noise. One of the side effects is coughing, I guess. And then KARK said that the inmate, Williams, this is a different inmate, his chest started going up and down rapidly for a time after the midazolam was administered, and his face was expressionless. But it didn't appear as if he was in pain. But then again, if you're not fully sedated and then you're paralyzed, you may not be able to show that you're in pain. So people obviously don't want those that were executing by lethal injection to be in pain. Now, depending on the states, Arizona, for example, in Arizona, they agreed not to use midazolam. This was in December. So its new rules allow a number of options, including one dose of pentobarb. So barbiturates, giving a large amount of barbiturates could kill somebody. But the average person listening to this is, are we really having that much trouble killing somebody? I mean, we kill people every day. There's violence all over the country. And people die in a split second. We run people over, unfortunately. People are overdosing on narcotics. Yet we can't get a lethal injection right. Well, this is what happens when politics and, and politically correctness and all this come into play. These pharmaceutical companies, and mind you, they have every right. I will defend their right to object. But these pharmaceutical companies don't want the media branding them as pro-capital punishment or quote-unquote killers. And so to save their butts and their board of directors and their shares, many of them are saying, no, we're not a part of this. No, just don't use our drugs for that. And they have every right. Now, I believe Utah could still use the firing squad, right? I mean, there's a whole variety of different ways that people can. There's hangings that some states will allow. So there's a variety of different ways that capital punishment could happen if we can't figure out a method. It's frustrating. So, Alvogen is currently the drug company that asked the judge to stop the midazolam's use, and now Sandoz wants to block sisatricurium's use. Now, some of you will say, well, wait, why do these medicines exist? Well, when we need to intubate somebody in the ER, we used to give them Versed or midazolam. We would give them a sedative to start putting them to sleep, and then we would give them the paralytic. And so when you had to intubate somebody, you wanted to control their breathing. And you didn't want them to fight the tube. So we would have to, or with even anesthesia, et cetera. So these are medicines we use for anesthesia, et cetera. And so one argument that came up last year is, well, if people are killing themselves so easily with opiate overdoses, why don't we overdose somebody on an opiate? Well, because we may not be able to, you have a 200-pound man, you may think you're using the right, dosing, but the body has defense mechanisms. We have found that some people just don't die that easily. And governments cannot take the chance of not killing a person properly. So for those of you kind of confused with that, where we're at now is the idea of using some Valium, using a narcotic, and then using a paralytic doesn't seem to fly. And if Nevada can't figure out a good combination to use in light of all this, we may be looking at an inability to use lethal injection later in the future and have to come up with other things like firing squads or hanging. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I am starting to watch a little bit too much TV. I have to admit that. I didn't watch TV for a while. Maybe I'd watch American Idol. Maybe I'd watch Glee. I had a couple favorite shows. But for the most part, I really wasn't into a lot of TV. And then all of a sudden, HBO came out with The Sopranos. And then Netflix. Did Netflix come up with Game of Thrones? I don't know. Then Sons of Anarchy and AMC and Hell on Wheels and Vikings, and all of a sudden some of these shows come out and you're like, damn, this is good. And so for the first time, I recognize some of the names of these shows getting Emmys. I don't really watch the Oscars. I don't really watch the Grammys. I don't watch the Emmys. I should. They're entertaining shows. But I don't, because if I don't know who the heck these people are or what these shows are, and mind you, I mean, I'm in the business, so I should know a lot of people in entertainment. It's just too many. And once you start to think that you're out of touch, you're like, you know, I got better things to do. So, Game of Thrones, apparently, has won 22 nominations with Emmys. And I have a problem with that. Game of Thrones is one of my favorite shows ever. But the reason why I have a problem with that is these Sons of Guns didn't have a season this year. The next season doesn't come out till 2019. So we have been without Game of Thrones for already a whole year. And they get to lead all these Emmy nominations? Are you kidding me? So I have a problem with that. They need to continually make shows. And I think their last season is only going to be 6 episodes. Are you kidding me? I don't think that, you know, flies. This Is Us, at least I think they had like 18 episodes. Well, that's because it was network, like NBC, that kind of thing. So, that's a problem. Now, apparently there's a lot of people that you guys may be excited about and you guys may not care, so I'll go really quickly with this. So, the lead actor in a limited series or in a television movie, Antonio Banderas. Did you guys even know that Antonio Banderas was like in a... Yeah, apparently, I think he's bald and he plays Picasso. I guess it's in a show or a movie, Genius Picasso, so now I want to watch it. Darren Criss, Benedict Cumberbatch. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange, but he's in a show called Patrick Melrose. Jeff Daniels, he's in The Looming Tower. John Legend, Jesus Christ Superstar. And then Jesse Plemons, Black Mirror. I didn't know that we had these TV movies. Lead actress in a limited series or a television movie. Jessica Biel, The Sinner. I agree with that one. I started watching The Sinner. Dang, that's good. Now, it's a little creepy, okay? And you get a little nervous that there's going to be some scenes that you may not want to watch, but they surprise you, so just stay with it. But Jessica Biel, who is an executive producer, not Jennifer Biel. Jennifer Biel was Flashdance. No. Jessica Biel was the one in, you know, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, you know, the pretty lawyer, her. I don't know what else she's been in, but she's very pretty. Laura Dern. Was Laura Dern the Jurassic Park woman? So she, I guess, has a lead actress nod. Michelle Dockery, Edie Falco. Now, Edie Falco was in Law & Order, but Edie Falco was in Sopranos. Regina King and Sarah Paulson. Sarah Paulson in America Horror Story. I think Sarah Paulson was in the O.J. Simpson show. So lead actor in a comedy series, Ted Danson. I haven't seen The Good Place. I guess Ted Danson, does he play God? I've never seen The Good Place. I was such a Cheers fan that I have trouble watching him in other roles besides Cheers. I just don't see him. I mean, he was Sam Malone, so I haven't seen that. Donald Glover, who I'm a fan of. Bill Hader, I like. William Macy, Larry David, and Anthony Anderson. So at least I recognize those guys. Lead actress in a comedy series, I don't know. Oh, Lily Tomlin. Grace and Frankie. Lily Tomlin, did you guys know that she was in? No. Rachel Brosnahan, Pamela Adlon, I don't know these people. Lead actor in a drama series. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is for those of you going, I don't know what like to watch because I really don't want to listen to any more radio. That's not what this is about. No, still listen to radio. But I hear Ozark is good, so I'd want to see that. Westworld, I've never seen Westworld, but Ed Harris I like. The Americans, I guess, is a TV show. This Is Us. I like This Is Us. Sterling Brown and Milo Ventimiglia. Those guys who I really, really like are nominated. And then, I guess, Jeffrey Wright, Westworld. And then lead actress in a drama series, Claire Foy for The Crown. The Crown is beautiful. You got to watch that. And Kerry Russell, The Americans. Oh, is The Americans still going on? I didn't want to watch The Americans. I watched one episode, and I couldn't watch it because she was raped in the first episode. I don't open up a series with somebody getting raped. I can't watch that. A lot of us can't. So I didn't watch The Americans, but I guess it's doing pretty good. I guess reality competition series are still out there. I like to watch MasterChef because I like Gordon Ramsay. I don't watch Hell's Kitchen too much anymore because that gets old. But I do like hearing him yell, you know, and cuss and stuff. And he's sometimes too nice in MasterChef, but they aren't nominated. The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. And then talk series, Samantha Bee, Full Frontal, Jimmy Kimmel, Last Week Tonight, Daily Show, Late Show, and Late Show with Stephen Colbert. All right, can we go on? Can we move on? Good. So for those of you that are looking at a new show to watch, the drama series that have, I guess, made the list is The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things. I got to see Stranger Things. I heard that's good. The Americans, This Is Us, and Westworld. All right, so good luck, all of you guys. We really need, like, an Emmys for radio. Why not? I would so dress up. But no. I would not have a wardrobe malfunction there. I'd be careful. So a woman complaining of electric shock in her legs actually had tapeworm in her spine. I am looking at an MRI. Dang. This tapeworm got into her spine. Let me tell you about this. She's 35 years old, and she arrived at a hospital in France. And she told doctors that it felt like electric shocks were running down her legs. She felt weak, and she experienced a number of falls recently. And the reason why is she had tapeworm larvae lurking in her spine. This is a report that was published July 11th, that was yesterday, in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the woman lived in France and told doctors that she had not been out of the country recently. But she said she did ride horses and have contact with cattle. In addition to her other symptoms, the woman said that over the last 3 months, she had difficulty riding her horse, according to the report. Well, yeah, you can't straddle a horse if you're having something swimming and living in your spine. So she saw doctors at the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire de Dijon in France. I love the French language. It's so sexy. Anyway, an MRI revealed a lesion in her spine at the 9th thoracic vertebrae. You have 12 thoracic vertebrae. So you have 9. I know. See, I know that. I know that. Hey, I teach medical students. I have to know something. Basically, it's mid-back. You got cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine. So that's a mid-back. So she had to have surgery. And tests revealed that when they pulled it out, she had echinococcus granulosis. That's a small tapeworm that we see in dogs and some farm animals, like sheep, cattle, goats, and pig. So she ended up having cystic echinococcus. Oh, sorry. Okay, I got to pronounce this right. Echinococcosis, also known as hidatidosis. Can't pronounce this stuff. In which the larvae form cysts that grow slowly in the person's body, according to the CDC. And unfortunately, they could also grow in the liver, lungs, other parts of the body. And if they infect the bones or spinal column, that could paralyze you, kill you. The life cycle is interesting. They say the adult form of the worm lives in the intestines of dogs, can grow 6 millimeters long. Then eggs are passed in the dog's stool and other farm animals become infected because they eat food or water that was contaminated with the eggs. Then once ingested, they form larvae. Then they can develop into worms again and then ingested by dogs. So, Godspeed. Hopefully she gets better. That's some crazy stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.